Across the nation and in Sonoma County, data shows Latinx people are disproportionately contracting coronavirus. Sonoma County reported the Latinx community has suffered 77% of the county's cases, despite making up only about 30% of the population. And as in past disasters, Spanish translation of emergency information lagged at the start of the pandemic. Gabriela Orantes is part of the North Bay Organizing Project's Immigrant Defense Task Force.
En el momento de desastre no es momento de estar negociando.
She says when disaster strikes is not the time to figure out how the county will reach the immigrant community, which is what happened in past fires and floods.
¿Cuánto tiempo me puedes dar para sacar esta información? Eso no se hace durante el desastre, pero en cada desastre, eso es lo que pasa.
She says the county needs a formal plan of communication so people know from the start what radio stations and resources are available to them in their language. Irma Garcia is also from the Immigrant Defense Task Force.
La única ayuda que recibe...
In each crisis, she says the only aid undocumented immigrants receive comes from nonprofit organizations.
Or for UndocuFund.
UndocuFund raised funds for undocumented people who didn't qualify for FEMA during the fires or stimulus checks and unemployment benefits now during the pandemic.
Entonces, lo que estamos sugiriendo a los supervisores...
The task force requests that the county supervisors invest in the nonprofit organizations directly aiding and informing the undocumented community. The county has effectively given the responsibility to the community, she says.
Para que la ayuda y la información llegue directamente a ellos.
Supervisor James Gore agrees the county needs to institutionalize language accessibility.
It takes more time, it costs more money, and it's absolutely the right thing to do.
The county's response was slow, but eventually he started a weekly Zoom call with 50 to 60 Latinx organizations to coordinate resources.
We started to link all of our resources, and I think that's the most powerful thing is that the resources in our community are actually not too scarce. They're fragmented and diffuse.
Gore says while the county mainly relies on its bilingual employees to translate now, the local government has hired 3 full-time translators. He says the pandemic is different from Sonoma County's past crises.
We used to say that with our fires, our catastrophic fires, is the disaster did not discriminate. It equally destroyed everybody, but the recovery discriminated. Those who had access to resources, those who didn't, those who had the ability to find another place to rent at an affordable rate, those who didn't. This pandemic is far different. It is attacking people through inequity.
Gore said Spanish speakers in the county are more likely to work in agriculture, construction, and the service industry, and less likely to have paid sick leave or unemployment benefits.
Living paycheck to paycheck is not a good place to live in when disruption comes knocking.
Besides boosting SocoEmergencia.org, the Spanish version of SocoEmergency.org, the county contracted United Way of the Wine Country to run a multilingual 211 call line. Spanish PSAs air on the radio and in supermarkets, like Lola's and Rancho Mendoza for those who aren't online. They also did weekly town halls on KBBF. But Orantes and Garcia say more must be done, including enforcement of workers' protections and a stronger assurance from the county that ICE isn't welcome in Sonoma County. I'm Camila Escobedo for KRCB's North Bay Report.